Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory be unto the Lord. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. What an awesome, phenomenal God that we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We pray glory to God that God bless throughout the day, that you are beginning to spend some time with the Lord, glorifying him and magnifying him, regardless of all the things that are going on in the cosmos right about now. Not to glory to God, feeling defeated or not to feel, glory to God, overwhelmed, but we as believers are to stand on the word, to bind and to loose, to curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy, to stand fast, hold fast, be in a determination like never before. We are holding on to the promises of the Lord, knowing that, glory to God, Jesus said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Glory to God, and said to cast all our cares upon him because he's cared for us. And we got to know without a shadow of a doubt, no matter what goes on, he is amazing because he said he is omnipotent. The word let us know he's omnipotent, omnipresent. And glory to God, nothing goes on without him knowing about it. So no matter what has happened or is happening, hold on to the promises of the Lord. So what a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thanking God for glory to God because he is so wonderful, so awesome. And he is the one that we are to turn to no matter what situations are going on in the cosmos, for us to pray, believe by faith that our Lord and Savior is in charge. Glory to God. So we're standing on the promises of the Lord, and knowing that he said in his word in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans that prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. It's the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but our God came, glory to God, to give us life and life more abundantly. Think about it. Do we trust and believe? So whose report do you believe? So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are going to stand on the promises that what God's word says is true, because he's not a God that he shall lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. So I praise God, glory to God, for standing on his word, standing on his promises, standing, glory to God, in faith. And when we come together, joining our forces together, standing on God's word, we're going to see some miraculous, marvelous, phenomenal things happen, because he says, any two stand touch and agree in how he'll move. And he said in his word, glory to God, to let us know that one can chase 1,000 and two for 10,000 a flight. So we have seen and heard and know that his word is true, but we have already seen the manifestation in our lives, in our family lives, in the church family lives, people that we don't know, even on this prayer line, just hearing different voices from different things that have been said through the prayers, that God has moved miraculously. So we're going to stand on it continuously, and even when the attacks come against our own bodies, we've been able to stand and trust in the Lord. And as he said in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, all our ways, acknowledge him, he'll direct our path. And we know, glory to God, the Lord will, glory to God, perfect that thing that's concerning us. So no matter what the enemy is saying about us, help us to hold fast to what the word says and believe his report. Glory to God. And let the word of God dwell in us richly in all wisdom, according to Colossians 3:16. Praise the Lord. And glory to God. We know who is our shepherd. And we should be in Psalms 23, we shall not want. No matter what the enemy put in our eye gates and our ear gates, help us to hold on to what God's word says, and yield not to temptation, and know, glory to God, that he will provide. He is the Jehovah Jireh. Glory to God. He, glory to God, was the one, is the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the all-breasted one, the all-sufficient one, the more than enough God. Woo, Lord, have mercy. We bless and thank the Lord again, even for the word of God that came through the evangelist last night. What a powerful move of God. So just glory to God from Jehoshaphat through Mother Evangelist Willette, how God has blessed her and brought it forth, glory to God, and encouraging us, glory to God, that God will deal with our enemies. The main thing is we need to, glory to God, look to the hills which come with our help and step back and praise God. Give him glory to God, rightly do him, acknowledge him, seek his face, glory to God in prayer, and then let him direct us. And like with Jehoshaphat, he directed glory to God after the acknowledgement to go ahead and allow, purpose to have a fast, and everybody fasted, and what God blessed, and let us know, glory to God, no matter what the enemy does, God got a way of turning things around for the favor, for our favor. We'll maybe hit on that a little bit later on, but know that God wants to fight our battles and move, get our hands out the way so he can move on our behalf, because there's no better way for the battle to be won than God's way. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for that word on the woman of God last night, that God will fight for us. Praise the Lord. We'll have our scripture reading over to God and go back to the scripture that was just read out of Colossians 3:16. I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom. Praise the Lord. And glory to God, holding on to the three, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trusting the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory to God for all your great and mighty acts. What an awesome, phenomenal God you are. Glory to God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. God, I thank you that we can come in your presence and come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy, that we can come calling on your name and with faith, with the determination like never before, that, God, we stand, glory to God, on your word. We believe your report. We're not going to lean to the left or the right, glory to God. We'll refuse to allow the enemy to have, glory, free reign in our lives. We know God reigns, and he reigns in us. He's our redeemer. Oh, he's a burden bearer. Our strong tower, whatever we need, he is El Shaddai. Glory to God, he will give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. He is the one, glory to God, that will answer our prayers. If we just stand fast, hold fast, and be determined to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and let him strengthen our hearts, that we will not, glory to God, allow the enemy to have, glory to God, hallelujah, access to our ear gates. And allow us, glory to God, to be able to be in a place that we can come and glory to God with faith to know and confidence that God will answer. He will move. He will, glory to God, hallelujah, take authority over the forces of the evil one, glory to God, that will come to try to destroy our lives and the people that we are standing against. Thank God for the angels that be encamped about us. Thank God for the ministering angels. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Most of all, thank God for Jesus, for saving and delivering and healing us. Thank God, glory to God, but our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God, I thank you, glory to God, that you've given us power to bind and loose the hand of the enemy. Oh, with so much corruption and so much evilness and so much, glory to God, horrific things that are going on in the land. Help us not to lose focus, that we are to look to the hills which cometh our help, realizing that our help cometh from you. You are the author and the finish of our faith. Help us, glory, and not allow the circumstances and situation cause us to deny you or cause us to waver and allow doubt and glory and unbelief to come in to hinder our prayers. Because you said in your word in James 1, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Don't expect to get anything from him. So we can't allow doubt to, glory to God, glory, I put a cork in the wheel. We cannot allow, glory to God, fear and anxiety and everything else that the enemy is sending out. That's his MO. God, help us to know the fear tactics that he sends. You told us that our weapons of that your weapons of the warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. God, we ought to get a handle on this imagination that runs away with us sometimes. The glory, I ought to recognize that you said, bring it into captivity and obedience to your word. God, we need you like never before. Help us to never get to the point that we get independent. We got to have dependency on you and not wavering. Hallelujah. Lord God, nevertheless, because we see so much and we hear so much all on the media, same old news, over and over and over and over, over and over and over, playing the same thing, getting all up in your spirit. You told us to meditate on your word day and night. Hallelujah. And if the enemy gets us to meditate on our problems and our situations, our circumstances, he'll start causing us to make idols out of it, because anything we meditate on more than you becomes an idol. Oh, glory out of our problems, our situations. You say, cast all these cares upon you because you care for us. All the stuff that we hear, God, now is at the time, glory to God, with all the plagues and things that have gone on, and glory to God, so many threats. And so, God, you brought us through those things. And now, glory to God, now is something else out here attacking our youth, glory to God, with all the breathing, respiratory problems. God, we are praying for have mercy. God, we are praying for deliverance. All the enemy already attacking them, if it's not through the internet, if it's not through drugs or alcohol or illicit sex or being abused or accused or ostracized or getting caught up, glory to God, being glory to God in a place where they're allowing gang banging going on and TikTok and whatever else, glory to God, doing things for the kicks. Some bound hopeless, and other ones walking glory down in suicide. The other ones glory to God that the enemy is using to do so many other kind of horrific things. Other ones glory to God trying to do right, trying to walk right, but it's so much oppression and so much seducing spirit. All things that are going on glory to God. If it's not something in the social media or glory to God in these little chat rooms or something going on in school or something glory to God going on in the land or homosexuality or drugs or alcohol or whatever you feel, just do it. And then some of them being abused and accused and ostracized and criticized even in their own homes or either places, glory to God, that you think they were supposed to be helping them, and they end up, glory to God, diverting them off the track that they should be for their destiny and causing all kinds of things, have mental challenges from the COVID, mental challenges coming up, glory to God, from being all this shooting in schools and other things that are happening or some things that are going on in their neighborhood or some things that are happening in their families or in some, glory to God, through poverty or the economy or glory to God, seeing things that they're supposed to be when we're supposed to be walking up right before the Lord as believers, and they're finding out some of us, glory to God, are walking contrary and causing them, glory to God, to shift right on over into the arms of the enemy. God, I pray for an awakening. God, I pray, glory to God, that we will be stand up as a believers, born-again believers, that we'll know that we can't serve no two masters. We can only, glory to God, be true to God if we say we're going to be his disciples in the name of Jesus. And you told us, God, to be a partaker of another man's sin and not to put stumbling blocks, glory to God, in our brother's way. God, so many, glory to God, have sending out mixed signals. God, I pray for an awakening in the body of Christ. The sleeping giant, wake up and realize the time that we're in. No time to be giving, glory to God, place to the enemy, giving our ear over into the back over and going over into the territory of the enemy for pleasing and pleasure, glory to God, and seducing spirits and all kinds of things that I have, and then want to try to make it back over here, glory to God, to put on a facade, glory to God, and have this masquerading about, glory to God, we're living for Jesus. But your signs, glory to God, holler, you will know the tree by the fruited breath. I pray right now and be an awakening to know, glory to God, the devil is all about destroying and killing and murdering. Your word has already told us that, but some way the pleasure of glory to God, the flesh. Oh, God, you said in these last days, men going to become lovers of their flesh more than lovers of God. Disobedience to parents, all kind of other foolishness coming in. But, God, I pray an awakening. I pray an awakening. Oh, God, we're losing too many of our youth, losing too many people, period, glory to God, because so much the devil is doing, but so many doors have been opened that he's using us, glory to God, for his secret agents. And don't even know that you're being used, glory to God, because the fact of it is you can't play these little games and go around trying to live saved and live holy and live right and still live, glory to God, to please that flesh. Oh, God, I'm praying, glory to God, for an awakening so that we can be of the best mentors, glory to God, for the people around us, especially our youth. God, I pray, glory to God, for their minds. I pray for an awakening. I pray take out a heart of stone put in the heart of flesh. I pray, glory to God, even for those that are standing and trying to live safe, trying to get an education, trying to, God, that they will not be swayed by all of the manipulation and the cunningness and craftiness of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And even for those, glory to God, that their minds have got overwhelmed or twisted to the point that they feel so hopeless and helpless that they're caught in suicide and then, glory to God, being used to kill up others and then, glory to God, turning on themselves. The blood of Jesus, ah, that's the trick of the enemy. I pray, glory to God, for those minds, glory to God, that feel like, ah, glory to God, there's nobody cares, because they've been abused at home with incest and all kind of other things that are happening in human trafficking. And glory to God, some things that's been said to them in school or wherever. God, I plead the blood of Jesus against that pressure and that there will be awakening. And God, somebody will come into their lives and speak to them, encourage them. And God, even if some are planting the seed, the other ones are watering and watering and watering. God, help us in the name of Jesus. Help us to watch our mouth and be careful what we're saying and how much we are adding to the situation, God. Even in our own homes, glory to God, doors are being opened. And sometimes it's even through the parents. Sometimes it's just through the television. Sometimes it's through the internet. Sometimes it's through so many other things. God, we don't know, but you know all things. So God, help us to pray. Pray, glory to God, without ceasing. Help us keep ourselves prayed up. And help us to walk up right before you too as well, so that way we can not be deplenished, glory to God, so we can get replenished and get, glory to God, built up so we can continue to pray and seek the face of the Lord. Praying, glory to God, for those people that was in Korea, all going on to celebrate the devil. Celebrate, glory. I don't even know their life was on the line at the time in the name of Jesus and getting trampled over. All them lives lost for what? For what? And even for the ones that are still in the hospital and fighting for their lives and glory to God, the other ones, glory to God, may be crippled for life or may not even know, glory to God, their name or don't even know if they're in the world because you don't know what kind of injuries they may have had. But God, I pray right now for an awakening all around the globe that people know that the one and true and living God is Jesus Christ. Ah, glory to God, we pray for our babies that are in the hospital with this respiratory. We pray, glory to God, for some of our sisters and brothers that are going through in this attack of cancer and heart attacks and, glory to God, and kidney failures and all kinds of things, glory to God, with the crippling disease, glory to God, coming up against their bodies, with this arthritis or, glory to God, whether blood disorders or, glory to God, respiratory problems and all kind of other kind of diseases that some, glory to God, that we can't even name all of. But God, we have come against those foul spirits and plead the blood of Jesus and pray some doors be closed because it ought not be, glory to God, coming up in the body of Christ that much sickness and disease. We ought to be the ones, glory to God, we're standing so close and holding fast to God's word and speaking and living it, that glory to God, they'll look upon our lives and wonder how you getting through this or how you being able to stand like this. How are you being able to thank God for miracles even when we do get attacked? But they need to know, glory to God, that much sickness ought to not be in the house of God in the name of Jesus. Ah, oh, my people ought to call by your name. Oh, God, we are praying for a change. We are praying for transformation. We are praying, glory to God, to come to the fact that we need the true and living God. And anyone that have been back, that have lost their way or lost the fear of God, hallelujah, we pray that they will see back the fear through repentance and submitting and recognizing you. And other ones that never had it, that they will get it. God, we need you like never before. You said lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. God, we pray, glory to God, for so many that have been caught up with cancer and glory to God, all kind of other diseases that are and kidney failures and different things that are coming against their body. We pray for Jesse. We pray, glory to God, for him for the being delivered. And now hearing that, glory to God, that he may even have COVID again. We are praying for him, glory to God, having all these blood transfusions. God, we are praying for a miracle in his life. We know you have the last say so, but you're still doing miracles. So I pray the fight still continue to be in him. Pray, glory to God, as oh, Pastor Mitchell, glory to God, is passing the word on and standing in the gap. Pray, God, you continue to bless and touch her and keep her too. Pray, glory to God, for Elder Carol, for her daughter with the stage 4 cancer. And they were sending her to hospital, but she's going home standing in faith that God's going to bless and heal her. Pray for her husband. Pray for my sister too, glory to God, at this challenging time and even for that fight that's in our sister. We pray, glory to God, for Apostle Burden. God, we pray, God, you continue to touch her body. And glory to God, thank you for a fast prophetess bird that you touch her body too as well. And that thing be eradicated with that vertigo and the pain, glory to God, that has to go through with her shoulder and arm, Apostle. God, we ask you, Lord, in our hand, God, touch and heal and deliver. Even that they try to attack her knees, the devil is a liar. Never been a woman that has been sick with attacks of the enemy. But God, nevertheless, she's a fighter and standing on your word and still about the kingdom business. God, so I just pray for these prayer warriors. Pray for the woman of God last night with the word that came from the glory to God. But God, fighting our battles. We thank you, Lord God, for Evangelist Willette. Pray glory to God for all the prayer warriors that are so faithful on this line. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you for those that are praying for me and standing on the word. We believe in for divine healing. We thank you, Lord God, for our youth, and God, continue to help them and deliver them, and God, keep them in the name of Jesus. All this mass shooting and killing and glory to God, drive-bys, and we plead the blood of Jesus. We are praying against those forces of the evil one in the name of Jesus. Thank you for protecting us every day and every night too as well. Glory to God. So no matter what, because bullets flying everywhere, this, that, and the other. I mean, the safest in neighborhoods that they used to call the safest. Now you're hearing crime anywhere and everywhere. Even all up, glory to God, in the Capitol. Glory all up, glory to God, in Nancy Pelosi house, glory to God, for her husband. Thank you, Lord, for saving him, and God, even to repair for his brain, I mean, for his, the temple, glory to God, his head, glory to God. I pray, God, that you continue to bless, even in the last surgeries and other things that, God, pray for her. Pray for this nation. Pray, glory to God, against all this crazy confusion and underlying this stuff in the background and all the stuff that's trying to rise up with this, with glory to God, this election. Glory to God, that we will pray for exposure of every devil, every setup, trap, plot, and plan for the schemes, glory to God, that he already setting up through the cunning and craftiness, glory to God, to start up other things to cause more problems. And even with this stuff with Trump, God, everything that the enemy is trying to use for all this foolishness with the election, God, I'm praying, glory to God, change to come in man's heart. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, and people to come into the knowledge that they need God, and also get over this prejudice and all this dividing and all this confusion. God, we got to pray like never before and not worry about the big emphasis and glory to God and how much money I can gain, how many people in my church, and glory to God, I'm going to need another airplane and I need to go around another limousine. God, I'm praying right now, and even some of the people right in there, in the ones that are trying to glory to God, get this money together to give you what you want as leaders, and some of those are, glory to God, in error. They're causing some of them to sit up and go in poverty themselves. God, have an awakening for your people. Awaken, glory to God, to realize that we are to seek your face and trust you and let you lead and guide us and direct us. God, we are praying for change of heart and change of mind in the name of Jesus, those that are doing things contrary to your will. Thank you again for your loving kindness, mercy. God, so much still to pray for us. Keep us, God, and protect us, and glory and cover us from the blood as we stand in the gap and cover others and plead the blood of Jesus and intercede for others. God, we just pray, and we pray, glory to God, encourage our leaders to stand up and stand in their place, and glory to God, do what God called them to do, to lead the flock. Glory to God, we pray for our president and our vice president. Pray for wisdom. Pray for, glory to God, even spiritual guidance, God, that they have an ear to hear. Pray, glory to God, for our nation, period, in the name of Jesus. Get back to the foundation in God we trust. We just love you. Pray for those things going on in Ukraine. Pray for Israel. Pray for Jerusalem. Pray, glory to God, God, that you bless. And pray for those that are standing in the gap, standing on the wall all around the globe, still calling on the name of Jesus, even their lives in danger, and those missionaries and other people, and even right here on our streets, glory to God, even in the crime areas, that people are still standing out there being, glory to God, an intercessor and standing to witness. God, we pray for their protection and blood covering as we cover us as well, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We bind Satan and all his little cohorts that are set up, trap, plot, and plan, and scheme. Be eradicated now in Jesus' name. You are so marvelous, so wonderful. And God, we can't do nothing but give you the praise that's rightly due you. Help us not to get so caught up in all that we pray for that we don't give you the praise. And stand, glory to God, on the promises of the Lord in spite of those things that are in our eye gates, in our ear gates, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask glory to God. Glory to God, Mother Alexander, to pray in the name of Jesus. And our guest pastor tonight, if she don't mind, I sure would like to ask pastor, even if she don't pray for 5 minutes, pray as long as God put it in the spirit. I pray glory to God for Pastor Mitchell after her, after that, Mother Willette, Pastor, and Mother, glory to God, we'll leave it for that for right now. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord, Mother Alexander.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we praise your holy name. We love you. We glorify you and you alone, Lord God. Lord, we know that you is all we need, and we thank you, Lord, for being the head of our life. Father, you said in your word, cast every cares on you. We come tonight casting all cares on you, Heavenly Father, claiming victory because you gave us the victory, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you so much, Lord. We pray for our sister Mary, Lord God. Have mercy on Mary, Lord. The enemy come against our mind, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, pray for one another. And we know nothing is impossible with you, Heavenly Father. And we pray, Lord God, that Mary will stand strong and claim the sound mind that you gave us, Lord. Claim a sound mind. Because, Lord, it's only you see and know the heart of each and every one of us. You can tell what we feel and what we don't feel. All we know is that our sister is hurting, and all we know that we have to call in your name to help her through these things, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for mercy for Mary, Lord God. Mercy for Mary. In Jesus' name, we claim these things, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for brothers and sisters, Lord, those I know and those I don't know, that going through situation, Lord God. But we know, Heavenly Father, that your promise is said, if we pray. And Lord, we believe in prayers, Lord God, because we know you answer prayers, Heavenly Father. And so we bring each and every one of our family members before you, Lord, thanking you for keeping them, Lord God. Thanking you for strengthening them, Lord God, because only you can do it, Heavenly Father. And your promises we stand in and we claim in the victory that is ours in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I cannot thank you enough, Heavenly Father, for you've been so good to us, Lord. So good, Heavenly Father. Every need is met because you said it, we believe it, and we receive it in the name of Jesus. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. You are the only living God, the creator of heaven and earth. Our deliverer come from you, Lord God. And we love you, Heavenly Father. We praise you. We glorify you and you alone, Lord God. Father God, we pray for our sons and daughters, Heavenly Father. Ask you, Lord, to continue to keep our head around them, Lord God. Because we know your promises is real, Lord God. And your word tell us, Lord God, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Because your promises said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And Lord, we believe that you guide them, Heavenly Father. We believe, Lord God, that your promises is real. And we're standing on those promises, claiming the victory in every area of their life, Lord God. We pray for our grands and our great grands, Heavenly Father. Lord, you see what's going on, Lord God. But we know that you are a God that deliver. We know you are a God that answers prayer, Heavenly Father.
I apologize. I get mother back on. Accidentally hit something on the system and knocked her off. She's still praying. So Lord, help me get it back. Jesus' name. Trick of the enemy. God bless. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Of all nights. God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Pray for those that is in authority. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to help them to be strong, Lord God. We pray for our president and our vice president, Lord God. Help them to be strong, Lord God, and to stand faithful and make decisions, Lord God, and put their mind in you. Keep calling because your word tells us, Lord God. Pray for those that is in authority. Oh, God, have mercy on us all, Lord God. We pray for the body of Christ, Lord God. That they come to know, Lord God, that we are overcomers according to your promise, Lord God. We are more than conquerors regardless what come and hurt. We can stand in the mighty name of Jesus because you gave us the power and the authority, Lord God. You said in your word, Lord God, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. Help us to be bold soldiers, Lord God, and to stand regardless what come against us. Stand on your promises. And claiming the victory that is only in your name we stand boldly, Lord God. Lord, I bring people today, Lord. Some is hurting. Some is going through trials and tribulation, Lord God. But, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to touch their mind, Lord. Touch their heart. Bring them to remembrance, Lord, that you are a God that heal. You are a God that deliver. Oh, Father God, you see it all, Heavenly Father. Because we know nothing is hidden from you, Lord God. We know sickness and disease is not of you, Lord God. Because we know that you are a healer, Heavenly Father. You are the provider, Heavenly Father. And we know that when you said in your word, by your stripe we are healed, help us to receive it and stand boldly on it, Lord God. Don't give the adversary no place. He has no authority. But, Lord God, help us to stand faithful on your word, Lord God, and to claim it. Regardless what we see, regardless what we hear, claim the victory is ours. That these false spirits of aches and disease and sickness have no authority in our bodies. Because your promises is what we stand on. And Lord, I know you as a healer, Heavenly Father. I know you as a provider, Heavenly Father. I know you as a way maker, Heavenly Father. So I know that your word is true. You said you take away sickness. And Lord, you take away sickness because you said it. We believe it in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God. Thank you for a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God, because you gave us a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. So we binding up the works of the enemy that try to come against our body. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. And we claim in victory, Lord God. Continue to bless the prayer line, the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep our strong in the name of Jesus. Use our mightily, Lord God. Because you call, Lord, to do your works, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you for her in the name of Jesus. We thank you for each and every one of my brothers and sisters that's on the line, Lord God. You know every need, Lord God, but we claim in every needs have been met. We claim no lack in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, for all things, Lord God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you the thanks. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to continue to keep a hedge around my granddaughter, Lord, because you see it all, Heavenly Father. And I know your promises said, you will deliver. And I believe in you, Heavenly Father, that deliverance shall come forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for all things, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. I guess Pastor hadn't came on yet. She was going to come on from Tulsa, but right now we've asked Pastor Bird and then Pastor Mother Willette and then Mother McCormick. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we come boldly now to your throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy, God. We need your guidance. We need your protection like never before. We thank you, God, for who you are and all that you do. Blessed be the name of the Lord, God, for you are good, and your mercy endureth forever throughout all generations. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up America to you. We lift up the children. We lift up the church. We lift up the families to you in the name of Jesus. And we pray a hedge of protection round about us, God. We thank you, Father, that you are a wall of fire around us, dear God, and that you have set your angels round about us in Jesus' name. Father, we keep hearing this thing of let's make America great again. But great for who, dear God? Hallelujah. God, some of your people was set free from slavery, but still in bondage, God, because we get crumbs. We get jobs that pay us less. We get put together in the worst housing in the United States of America. God, we pay more for everything than anybody else. So, God, when we hear that make America great again, not for us. We are praying for equality, God. Make us equal with the counterparts, God, in the name of Jesus. bring us up higher, not only just in the government, but bring us together as a people, dear God, in the name of Jesus, because in some cases, we are our greatest enemy, God, because it's set up so that we fight against each other. We want to keep others lower than we are. So help us to come together as one, God, like never before. Help us, God, hallelujah, to seek your face in everything that we do in the name of Jesus. God, even with this election that's about to come on, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we just don't vote the way they think we're going to vote. Because, Father, I've heard a lot of Democrats, and sometimes we as black people, God, we would vote a straight Democratic ticket. But, God, I heard them talking about bringing back abortion, destroying the children, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I heard them talk about same-sex marriages, that they still want to go with that. And in this thing of God is making people who they want to be, the children, mutilating the children. God, help us to be thankful. God, even as the body of Christ, help us to grow in the knowledge of who you are. You told us to pray without ceasing. You told us to seek your face, dear God. You told us to hear from you. So I am praying, Father God, that it's not just the same old, same old. We can read your word. We can study your words. But we got to be doers of the word, God, in the name of Jesus. So help us, Father God, to come to a place where they just can't count on us, dear God, especially in this time. As I was listening, God, to some evangelists, this time that spirit of Molech has been released in the land. And it came about when President Obama signed in same-sex marriages. And that is the spirit of sexual immorality. That is the spirit that comes in and they offer up their children to a sexual demon. God, it is that sexual demon that's born from one place to another, God. It is released in the earth at this time. And I pray in the name of Jesus that we come against that spirit. Help us to know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world. We need to start coming against those spirits, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. Wake up the government, God. Wake them up. Help them to look around and see what's going on. God, we are in the sexual revolution that have taken the minds of the children, Father God. They can do anything that they feel like doing without even thinking about consequences. I pray in the name of Jesus that there will be an awareness, awaken up of this generation, Father God, but they will seek the face of God. There are many, Father God, have been taught right from wrong. There are some that have never heard. But I am praying in the name of Jesus for your mercy and your grace upon this generation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for those that have been taught right from wrong. I don't care what they've done. I don't care what they've tried. I don't care what they've been in. I'm praying that they will come back to you in the name of Jesus. I pray for those, God, who have never heard the gospel, who don't know anything about Jesus Christ, that you will raise up somebody somewhere, God, who will speak truth in them, and their eyes will be opened, and they will know who you are. Father God, you know where they are. You know what they need. So I lift up this generation. I lift up the youth to you now, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking for souls to be saved. I'm asking, God, that there will be a turning away from the way they're headed now, God, in the name of Jesus. I am praying in Jesus' name that they will be sincere, God, and love one another again in the precious name of Jesus. And God, I know it starts with the church. It starts with the family setting. So God, help us to be in place so that we can teach them, because you said in your word, to teach them from every generation, even in the Bible, God, when that a generation died out, They went about their own business because there was nobody to teach them about God. So we are praying that it will just go from one generation to the next generation and help them to know, God, that everything don't go in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying now. We are praying for the family setting, that you will bring us back, dear God. A lot was destroyed in slavery, God, when families were separated, going here and going there. But I pray that you will bring us back and let us know, Father God, that the family is that foundation, that everything else is built on. What happens in our childhood, what happens even in the community, God, all comes back to that family. So I am praying, Father God, for unity and oneness once again. I am praying for knowledge to increase in your people, Father God, so that we are not ignorant of the devices of Satan. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he is doing a good job now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Help us, God, to know that you are our refuge, that we can run into you and be saved. You are our protection. You are our keeper. You are our deliverer. You are our healer, God. You are everything that we need. And it's always yes and amen. So help us, Father, to depend on you like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for America, as we pray for the children, as we pray for our church, God. Help us to come up on one accord. Help us not to be divided on whether we are Baptists or Pentecost or all of that foolishness, God. We are one. You made us one. That same spirit that dwells in one bunch ought to be in another bunch. And if it's not, they are not of you. So, God, I'm praying in the name of Jesus that we come on one accord. And I believe because you said it in your word, Second Chronicles, my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face. Then would I hear from heaven, and I would forgive their sins, and I would hear from heaven. God, we're your people. We're your bride, God. We're that bride that you're coming back for. But I'm praying, God, that while we're here in the earth, because we don't know how much longer that's going to be, we know that soon to come is going to be that rapturing of the church. We know that that happens before that seven seals, God, is before the seals are broken. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you help us, God, to become one in the name of Jesus. God, because we know that the ones that you bless are blessed, and whatever you curse is cursed. So, God, we thank you that the enemy will come in one way, but he got to be scattered in seven. So help us to walk as one. Help us, Father God, to be accountable one to another. Help us, Father God, not to be enticed by everything in this world, because everything that glitter, God, is not gold. And even in the church, God, we're falling for the tricks of the enemy, Father God. It's all about me. It's all about my stuff. It's all about what I want. It's all about what's good for me. But help us to know, God, that all that stuff is going to perish one day, and it's not going to be a worth nothing. But only those things that we do for you is everlasting. So help us, Father God, to work as one so that we can defeat the enemy. We know that there are some, God, that will not come in to the fold, because God will always be sheep and goats. But I am praying, Father God, that the kingdom of God increase like never before. I am praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we come on one accord. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we continue to call on that name of Jesus, that name that is above every name that's named in heaven and in earth. And God, we know that the people, even in the church, are being attacked with all this sickness and disease, for Satan come in to kill, steal, and destroy. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we know who we are, that we continue to pray without ceasing. I don't care what it feels like. I know, Father God, that you've already sent your word to heal us. I know that we are already healed by your stripes. I know that Jesus Christ gave his life on that tree that we might live an abundant life, dear God. So we come against cancer, and we come against high blood pressure, and we come against kidney, liver, lung diseases. We come against every disease that's named here, for it ain't named in heaven. Oh, shout out, Abu-Fata. We come against it in the name of Jesus, glaucoma, hearing, and eyes, God. We come against those diseases, and we pray that they be eradicated in the body, Father God, because we know, Father God, that when the Israelites, the Hebrew children, walked out of Egypt, that Egypt had diseases that the children didn't have, God, in Jesus' name. You said that none of those diseases would overtake them if they would keep your commandments, dear God. So help us to know that as your body, as the church, we can't do what we want to do, but we got to line up with the word of God because we got to work it so it will work. We can't be living any kind of way, God, and then try to pray and ain't nothing happening. But help us to keep our focus. Help us, God, to look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help comes from you. Help us to know that we can decree and declare things, God, and it shall come to pass. Just as we say, but we got to walk upright before you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to know who we are, Father God, but help us to be aware of the evil one, God. Help us to know that Satan is alive and well right now, dear God, and that he's working all types of evil, God, like never before. And help us to be prepared for war, dear God. People saying peace is not peace. This is a time of war. And it's in the spiritual realm, God, that we got the war against in the name of Jesus. So, God, we lift up all of these concerns to you because we know you love us. We know that you care for us. We know that you protect us and keep us. We know that you've already made a way of escape for anything that comes to us, God. Anything that we got to walk through, anything that happens, dear God, we know that you're going to bring us through it if we went through it, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. So we are not moved by what we see, but we are moved by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Because, hallelujah, you have said in your word, God, because we have made you our refuge and our fortress, God, no evil shall befall us. No accidents will overtake us. Neither shall any plague of calamity come near us in the name of Jesus. God, you said you gave your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Father, you said that we could call upon you and you would answer us in the time of trouble and you would satisfy us, God, with long life and show us your salvation. God, you said not even a hair on our head shall perish, God, because you have counted every one. All of us on Sunday. So we come boldly this day to the throne of grace, God, and we ask you for mercy in Jesus' name. Have mercy upon our families, because a lot of us, God, just losing family members to everything that the world is throwing against them. But we pray for their protection. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that if they don't listen to us, that somebody, you're going to raise up somebody somewhere, God, who's going to speak to them in the name of Jesus. We pray that hedge of protection around them, Father, wherever they go, in the name of Jesus. We come against alcohols and drugs and anything, God, that would keep their mind off of you and on other things. And especially sexual immorality, Father God. It has gone to an up degree now in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're praying that they will come in. We're praying that they will be saved. We're praying, God, that they will name you Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We're praying, Father God, for their salvation, that they will be saved, God, in these last days like never before. And, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for everybody on this line tonight. We're thanking you for those that pray. We're thanking you for those that listen, dear God. We're praying that our ears are open. We're praying that our hearts are right, Father God. We're praying that we have the mind of Christ, that we hold your feelings and purposes, God, in our own heart. Because if our minds are not changed, God, we'll continue to do the things that we've done in the past over and over again. Renew our minds, Father God. Renew us, make us new, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that we will keep our hand on the plow in these last days like never before. We know that all of these things is going to come to pass. We know, Father God, that the devil is a loose. He's well, and he's doing all kinds of stuff. He got a lot of tricks up his sleeve. But we know, Father God, that you're still in charge. You're still ruling. You still reign. We know that we got to stay connected to that source, God, because we got to hear from you. Hallelujah. We got to hear from you like never before, God. We got to keep our hands to the plow. We got to read the word. We got to trust you like never before, regardless of what it looks like, regardless even as the attacks, God. Because I know even for me that devil keep attacking me with that vertigo. But, God, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to pray without ceasing. I will not be overcome by his tricks or trickeries in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand my ground, God, because I know you are for me and you are more than the whole world against me, dear God. So even when the attacks come, we know that you got us. We know that we are covered. We know that we got to put on that whole armor of God, so that we're able to stand up against the fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the blood covering. I thank you that we're covered with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of our head, God, all the way down to our feet. And the devil is overcome, the Bible says, by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So we're going to keep on, God, testifying of your goodness and your greatness, of your faithfulness, God, of your mercies upon us, God, that we meet daily, God. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for every prayer that's already gone forth. As we come in agreement, God, with every word that's sent forth to you, even for the ones that's behind us, God, the heart of our hearts, we agree with them. Hallelujah. We come as one tonight, Father God, believing for change. Things are not going to be as they were, Father God, but they're going to be the way you say they can be. We're going to stand firmly rooted and grounded in your word, not so easily moved by situations, circumstances, or what the devil do. He's coming against the body of Christ with sickness and finances and all kinds of troubles, Father God, rebellious children. And God, some of them get pulled away by that stuff. Hallelujah. But help us to know, God, that our weapons of warfare are not carnal but mighty, for the pulling down the stronghold, that we can continue to stand our ground and pray and believe in you, God, that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass, regardless of what it looks like. So, God, we trust you tonight. Help us to look to the hills for which cometh the help. And help us, God, to bring every care and concern upon you because you care for us. So, God, we bless your holy and righteous name. We thank you for this time of coming together and lifting up the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, again, for every prayer that is gone forth. I pray for every household, God, that's on this line tonight. I'm praying that they have everything they need. Because you are Jehovah Jireh. You provide for us richly, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So we trust everything in your hand, dear God. And we ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Jesus, who gave his life for us that we might have life and have it abundantly. We thank you for listening, God. And we know that if you hear us, that we're going to get a return, not one word going to come back for it. And it's in your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Our guest speaker, our guest pastor is online now, so I'm going to push it back, Mother Willette, and thank God for Pastor Prophetess Bird and Mother Alexander that Pastor give us space for Pastor Mitchell, the apostle, to pray for. And then we'll go on with our lineup with Mother Willette afterwards. Praise God. You there, Pastor Mitchell?
Yes, yes. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this night. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this moment. Father, for this is the day that you've made. We have rejoiced. We are rejoicing, and we will continue to rejoice. Father, we just thank. We are thankful, Lord God, to be a part of your kingdom. We are grateful, Lord God, to be your representatives here on earth, your ambassadors. We are grateful for your son, Jesus, the blood that he shed on Calvary for us. We are grateful for the precious Holy Spirit, the Paracletus, the one that's called alongside to reside, abide, guide, lead, comfort, and strengthen us. And we give you praise, Father, for all that you are. We are grateful for the fervent prayers of the righteous, which avail it much power. We are grateful for the ability to come together and pray the prayer of agreement. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing here on the earth as we continue to come together, intercessors, standing in the gap standers, on the wall like Nehemiah, and not coming down until the blessing, until the work is done, Father. We are grateful, Lord God, for the harvest that is coming in, more workers, more people that are your kingdom standards, so those people that are carrying your glory and that are kingdom-minded, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for kingdom-minded saints that are ready, that are in a place where they've submitted themselves wholly unto you, Father, where we throw ourselves on the potter's wheel and allow you to mold us and shape us into what it is you desire us to be. I thank you, Father, that you continue to highlight those people that you desire us to minister to. You highlight them, Lord God, as we lean our ear into you to hear your voice and to be led by your Spirit. You said in your word, those that are led by the Spirit are truly the sons of God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you give us clarity of mind and heart, and that we walk in purity of heart also, Father, clean hands and a pure heart, that therefore we can affect and be impactful in your kingdom, in realms in the spirit, in realms in the glory, Lord God, that we'll have the capacity to move, speak to a demon and he moved the first time. I thank you, Father, that in that place of pureness, Lord God, that we won't allow distractions and frustrations and things that come, the little small foxes that try to come against us. And I thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And I thank you, Father, that you give us eyes to see and that you sharpen our discernment so that we can recognize the things that want to pull us out of that place of purity so we won't be impactful for your kingdom. I thank you, Father, that your army is growing, and it's growing by the masses. It's growing exponentially, even right now as we pray, Father, as we continue to be selfless as our big brother Jesus, who is our example. We thank you, Lord God, as we continue to come collectively. We cooperate with your Spirit. We stay connected to the vine, Father, that we do the assignment, that we're able to be on assignment. I thank you, Lord God, that we continue to be selfless as our big brother Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, as we continue to progress in you, that we understand that it's important that we love and settle down in the present, Lord God, because today is a gift and it is your present. And when we're not looking back and regretful about the past, and we're not anxious about the future, Father, but that we're learning to rest in you and walk in you and enjoy the present, Father, knowing that it's truly a gift, the present. I thank you that you're bringing us to a place that we're more aware that you're forever present with us. Even when we can't track you, or we can't trace you, can't see you, don't hear, we got to trust you, and we got to know that you're always there. I thank you, Lord God, that we're not concerned about tomorrow, because you're already sitting in you're sitting there in tomorrow waiting for us, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that we continue to move forward knowing who you are, trusting you, Lord God, being able to pass the test. We know it's one thing to have trust in you, but it's something else when you have confidence in our trust in you like you did, Job, Father. Oh, I thank you for spiritual maturation in our lives, that we continue to be elevated and accelerated in you, Lord God, as we open our mouths and open our hearts to you, Father. You said if we be willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. I thank you, Lord God, that our heart is more concerned with the assignment that you've given us, the assignment, kingdom, the kingdom, Lord God, your whole purpose, your original intent, I say that it will come forth, Lord God, through us. You desire, you gave us a will, which is the most precious gift you could have given us, is a will, which is also the most dangerous gift you could have given us, the will, because we could will to go against you. And I thank you that more people are coming in a place in alignment and coming under you, the king, for you are the king of kings, Lord God, and that our will is to do your will on this earth, and that's to colonize the earth or bring your kingdom here on earth, Father. We're not sitting here sitting on the church bench talking about by and by we're going to fly away. Oh, Father, we're here to bring change. We're here to bring more people into your kingdom. We're here to destroy the works of the enemy. I thank you, Father, as we come together, Lord God, in love, your agape love, unconditional love, no strings attached love. I thank you, Lord God, that as we receive it and allow it in, that it overflows from our lives, and when the press come on and when the squeeze come on, nothing come out but the love, your love, Father. We thank you for your peace, your Jehovah Shalom. I thank you, Lord God, that you continue to give us long life will you show us, Lord God, long life. And I thank you, Lord God, that we use every moment, every waking hour with an attitude of gratitude, and Father, just coming to you and finding, wanting to find out who is it that you want us to speak to, who you want us to give a Pentecostal handshake, whatever it is, Lord God, use us as conduits, use us as your people, use us, Lord God. We surrender our lives to you. We deny ourselves. We pick up our cross and we run after you and pursue after you, Lord God. We love you, for we know we were made for you. And I thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I could just say amen. Praise the Lord. But, Father God, we come before your presence, and we are in appreciation, Lord God, for who you are. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Shamri, our protector. Thank you, Father God, that you love us. You are for us. I thank you, thank you, thank you. I bless you. I praise you. I worship you. You are, hallelujah, the I am that I am. Glory be to God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not. Glory be to God. Immutable. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you care so much about us that you let us know that we can cast all of our cares on you. I thank you for every prayer that have already gone forward, and I'm in agreement with your prayer warriors, your servants, dear God. And I thank you, Lord God, and I pray that as they pray the prayer of faith, believing that the answers are already done, Lord God, I touch and agree with them in Jesus' name. Because, Lord God, you love us so much, you want to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So I come to say hallelujah to the glory of God. Let your praise be made glorious. Hallelujah. I thank you for what you say in your word. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you do sit at the right hand of the Father. Thank you so much. You yet make intercession for us. Yes, glory be to God. You gave your life that we might live. I thank you for what you shared with Martha years ago when you said that I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. Praise you, Lord God. And you asked Martha, believest thou this? Can you believe this? Hallelujah. God, I pray that as your servants come, we're trusting that because you are who you are, the living God, our Father, hallelujah, Lord God, the mighty, the powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, God, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Yeah, I heard it before that there's nothing too hard for you. Your hand is not shortened where it cannot save, glory be to God. I thank you for the power of your word where you say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I receive that message. I receive your message. I agree with your word, Lord God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us you shall condemn, glory be to God. And this, you said, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Glory be to God. I thank you that you said when your word goes forth, it shall not return void. Hallelujah. You said it'll accomplish what you please, and it'll prosper in the thing where you send it. So your word is right. Glory be to God. All of your works are done in truth. Thank you, Lord God. And we've learned, hallelujah, to lean and to depend on you, not to lean on our own understanding, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, I heard, we look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from you. Father, I praise you this afternoon. I worship you. I thank you for every miracle that you've already provided. I thank you for every healing that you've already handled. I thank you, Lord God, for giving a 100% recovery to those who've had surgeries. And those, Lord God, some are having surgeries tomorrow. And I thank you, Lord God, that you be in the room, hallelujah, and be in the hands, Lord God, the eyes, Lord God, the understanding of the doctors who perform the surgeries. But God, I thank you that, Lord God, nothing go wrong because you're in that room, Lord God, because you know your servant is there. And you said you'll never leave nor forsake us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. I don't care how the squirrels can jump up and down. The roaches can climb the walls. Lord God, the rats can leap over one another. But God, you're still on the throne, and you're still in charge. So I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that, Lord God, what you say, your divine will, purpose, and plan shall be done, and nothing can stop it, glory be to God, because you are the I am that I am. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, sometimes it seems like, and I realize I've learned this a long time ago, Lord God, and Holy Spirit, help me to pray. Help me to, Lord God, just be in your will, Lord God. I just want to, Lord God, if you tell me to run, I want to be able to run. I want to do what you want me to do. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, and because you're with us, Lord God, we have victory. I saw it was 1 Corinthians 15:57, where Jesus has already gotten us the victory. And I thank you for the message even last night, hallelujah, that you deal with our enemies. Some things, Lord God, hallelujah, glory be to God, we can't handle. And if we can't handle it, you already told us to cast our cares on you. So why not turn it over to you? Help us not to be like some, Lord God, that may used to come to the altar and bring a croaker sack worth of needs, and then, well, before they leave the altar, they pick up the croaker sack and take it back with them. Help us, Lord God, when you say cast our cares on you, Lord God, because you love us so much, and you're looking at us, Lord God, with love in your eyes, and, Lord God, just wanting to meet that need, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, not to get in the way with, Lord God, unbelief or, Lord God, double-mindedness. Help us, Lord God. Help us to take you at your word, to trust what you say because you love us. Lord God, I pray that you will, Lord God, pour out the, Lord God, the substance of your agape love in the hearts of man, that they may know that they don't, if they're living a life without you, they don't have to, Lord God, stay in that situation or that circumstance, but they can come out today because Jesus came, hallelujah, to set the captive free, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for it. Glory be to God. And it's because how much God loves us that he gave Jesus so that we would not have to be stay in bondage and stay in struggles and, Lord God, in pain and suffering all of our lives. But, Lord God, I thank you so much that you've given us a word. Every situation that a person faces, you've already given us an answer. And his name is Jesus. If we just, and I heard someone say, it's really time to surrender to you, Father. Surrender to you and your will and your way. Help us, Lord God. We bind up that spirit of disobedience and rebellion, Lord God. And, Lord God, so many things that try to come. And I believe they come to get us off focus, to distract us, to divide us, to hinder us, Lord God, from, Lord God, doing those things that are imperative, that's immediate, that's necessary, in the name of Jesus. And that's being salt and light in this earth, Lord God, and pointing others, Lord God, to you, and letting them know, yes, Jesus is still the answer for the world today. We thank you, Heavenly Father. I bless you. I praise you. I honor you. So much have already been prayed about. I touch and agree. I lift up those that are sick and those that may be shut in. I pray for the paraplegics. I pray for, Lord God, those special prayers for our youth, Lord God, those in the children's hospital, those, Lord God, that are government officials, Lord God, our lawmakers, Lord God, our leaders, Lord God, even within the, and those in positions of authority, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, oh Lord God, that people will come to the Lord and seek after a genuine relationship with you. Glory be to God. I pray the blood of Jesus against this demon of deception, this demon of illusion, Lord God. I pray against, Lord God, I pray the sword of the Spirit, which is your anointed, powerful word, let it go forth, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to break the yoke of every bondage. What bondages, Sister Willie? The bondage of sin, the bondage of sickness and disease. It's already under the blood. We just have to believe what Jesus said. Glory be to God. And receive, hallelujah, glory be to God, what God has already provided for us in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh Lord God, the sword of the Spirit will go forth and break the yoke of bondage of, Lord God, strongholds and addictions. I heard it. I touch and agree. Those, Lord God, that have been suffering with alcoholism, addiction drug addiction, Lord God, the addiction of immorality, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and Lord God, the addiction of, Lord God, sexual immoralities. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that the sword of the Spirit will begin to sever the yoke of bondage of every tie that have been connected to someone that is evil in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, God, that, hallelujah, as Jesus came to set the captive free, we pray that you loose them that have been bound by these things, Lord God, that's interfering with people's life and their relationship with you. Help us, Lord, to know that there is no good thing that you would withhold from us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You want us to be free. Now, you're not going to make us do anything. You're so good. You're so loving. Hallelujah. That you don't force us to do anything. And I thank you, Lord God, because you love us and your word teach me because you said, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but you would that they would repent and turn, hallelujah, so that they can live, so that they can have eternal life with you. Glory be to God. So I pray, God, that you have put it in their hearts, the heart of man, that it's time to loose themselves. It's time to make a decision. Lord, I need your help. I know that I'm not walking the way I ought to walk. I'm not living the way I ought to walk. And I pray for our seniors, Lord God. I pray for the parents in the name of Jesus. I pray for the school teachers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those in positions that, Lord God, they can have good influence upon the young ones that are coming up. Because, Lord God, if we don't teach and we don't, Lord God, make disciples, Lord God, of those that are coming on up, Lord God, who in the world is going to be able to, Lord God, share the good news of the gospel with those, Lord God, after we leave? Because one day we all will leave here, and, Lord God, we'll be absent from the body and present with you if we have Jesus as Lord of our lives, and we thank you for that, Father. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you have mercy. I pray for those that are yet lost. I pray, yes, for America. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for our government official. I might have said that, but I pray for our leaders, Lord God. I pray for our lawmakers. I may have said that. I lift up, Lord God, people everywhere in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, that are in hospitals right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I don't think they're going to go up to the hospital just to hang out, Jesus. They need help. And I pray, Lord God, for those that are attending them, that they would be compassionate and merciful and do everything they can to help them. But I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would help and, Lord God, bring about deliverance to those that some go to the hospital week after week with some of the same conditions God, I pray for a great deliverance for those people in the name of Jesus, those that are in children's hospital, those, Lord God, that are in psychiatric facilities, those in the nursing homes, those in the prisons and the jails. Lord God, we pray for our persecuted Christians around the world. We pray for the body of Christ, the leaders in the body of Christ. We pray, oh God, that, Lord God, all of us, Lord God, will hear from you. Let your Holy Spirit govern our lives. And let us, Lord God, walk in your will and your way for us. Your word is your will and your way. God, we thank you this evening. We pray for those that are suffering with anxiety, oppression, and depression. We pray the sword of the Spirit go forth and deliver them in Christ Jesus' name. For with your stripes, they're already healed. I pray that people, and I heard something last night, I pray that people will learn to receive your help, Father, your deliverance, your healing, whatever it is that they stand in need of. I pray that they will learn to and realize that there is hope, there is help, and it's all in you. It's in the name of Jesus. There's no name greater. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We lift up those, Lord God, and touch and agree with those who have trouble in their minds, maybe bipolar, schizophrenic, dementia, Alzheimer's, the blood of Jesus against those things. Because you said no weapon, I believe that's Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So when stuff comes and the enemy brings things to try to exalt themselves against the power of God, we better say what God says. God, I thank you for a good, sound mind. You've not given me a spirit of fear, but you've given me the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Thank you, Lord God. I pray for deliverance of those who are struggling in their mind. Some people have gone through so much, but I pray, God, the sweet communion of your love and the Holy Spirit will rescue them, Lord God, from their traumas in Christ Jesus. And I thank you. What you shared with me last night, Lord God, in that word, hallelujah, glory be to God, that we can stand still. We won't need to fight this devil. You have a way of dealing with our enemy. You, Lord God, fight on our behalf. Those that are suffering with different cancers or different illnesses, Lord God, you know what they've been going through for so long a time. I pray, God, that you fight on their behalf when they're not able to fight. And we thank you for divine deliverance. I touch and agree. Vertigo cannot make a residence in my life, not in Prophet Bird's life, in the name of Jesus, of those who have trouble with it. I pray for those, Lord God, who have been suffering with bad arthritis, the blood of Jesus against it. God, I thank you this evening. I praise you. I touch and agree with the prayers that have already been lifted up. And I pray, God, a great deliverance to each person that needs your help. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I lift up those that are bereaved. They've lost loved ones, some unexpectedly. I pray that you will comfort them like no other. I thank you, Heavenly Father, this evening. I praise you. I lift up every person that's on this prayer line. I pray, God, that you know their need. You already know. You know our thoughts are far off, so you already know what we stand in need of. But I pray that you will meet their need according to your riches and glory. I bless your people this evening. I bless the lead of this prayer line, Lord God, Minister BJ and her family, in Christ Jesus' name. Meet her need according to your riches and glory. Those that stand in need of a special, Lord God, deliverance, I pray, God, that you will release it today. As we pray the prayer of faith, I know you hear us the first time we pray, so I bind up any adversary that's trying to hinder the answers from reaching your people in Christ Jesus' name. And I pray, God, that you release it. I pray the prayer of faith, believing that there's nothing too hard for you. And as I pray in faith, as the woman that said, if I may but touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I shall be made whole. So when I pray this prayer of faith, Father God, I believe that it's already done. And I thank you for doing it. I love you, Lord God. I thank you so much. You take good care of us. Remember our families. Remember our daughters and our sons. Remind them that you did not make a mistake when you created them. I pray, Lord God, we'll do better. Let your Holy Spirit govern our lives day by day. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. I honor you, Father. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus that I pray. In Jesus' name, Amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that have already prayed. I'm almost about, like Sister Willette was saying, I'm about to just say, it was good, you know, just stop right now because everything was good. Each and every one of y'all that just prayed, I tell you, y'all prayed out the depths of your heart. I thank God for just touching and agreeing with you on tonight, just knowing that God is the only one that we can really look to in a day and time like this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you, God, asking you to forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have said or done. I thank you, Lord God, for those that have already prayed. I thank you, Lord God, for the prayer warriors. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for Pastor Hubbard, God, that you'll continue to bless her, God, continue to touch her body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from her head to the sole of her feet. The things that she's going through right now, God, we know, God, we count it all done right now because we know it's already worked out. We know that when she go back to the doctor, there will be nothing there. So we speak it and we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for our other sister, Pastor Burden, God. We ask you to look on her, God. We pray for her right now. We pray, Lord God, for Prophet Burden. We ask you to look Burden, Lord God. We pray for them, her. We ask you to look down on Sister Melissa Willett, God. We thank God for this woman, God, how she, Lord God, how she just went through last night, Lord, knowing that what she was talking about, the enemy, God, will deal with your enemy. He will deal with him. He knows all about it. He knows where the enemy at. And he's able to work those situations out for us. And I'm so glad that we know that for ourselves. And we got to know that for ourselves. And I pray, Lord God, for Mother Arizona. I pray right now for her, God. I pray for her friend, Lord God, Mary. I ask you to touch her in the name of Jesus. I touch and agree with her on that prayer that God will work the situation out in her life. I pray, Lord God, for Pastor Stems, Lord God, that you'll continue to bless her and her family. I pray, Lord God, for Brother Blight, Lord God, that you'll continue to be with him and continue to help him as he go through his schoolness, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for who else there is? There's other ones out there that are Rachel and Laura. I ask you to look down on my two nieces, God, that you'll bless them on the line. Even though, Lord, sometimes they don't even say anything, but they say they be right there listening. So I thank God for them yet being on the line, being able to hear what the word of God is being said in the name of Jesus. So, God, I just thank you, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, for Pastor Mitchell on tonight as she came on the line. I pray that you continue to bless her and keep her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Heavenly Father God, for Carmelina, Lord God, Pastor Hubbard's daughter. I pray for her, God, that you continue to bless her and her family, Lord God, and Alicia, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you will just bless them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to look down on all the prayer warriors, those that I haven't even called their names out. Touch the families right now in the name of Jesus, because we know, God, that you know the hearts of all, God. And even, Lord God, those that we have been praying for all these years that we've been on this prayer line, prayers have been coming in that people have got delivered from different things, and yet there may be some that still is lingering on. But God, we know that you are able, Lord God, to change things and work these situations out. And we continue to wait patient on you. We know, God, in your appointed time that you will work these things out for us. And we continue to lift up your name, Lord God, to these people, Lord God, and let them know, God, that you are the healer and you are the deliverer, God. You are the one that's able to work all these things out. The word of God tells many are the affliction of the righteousness, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. So, God, we just praying, Lord, in the time of your time, that these people that we've been praying for all these years that have not been delivered yet, we yes, believing and trusting you that they will have their deliver in the name of Jesus, because we know that you is a deliver God. There's nothing too hard that you can't do. And realize the word of God says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So, God, as we continue to wait on you and trust you and lean out to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge you, we know, God, that you will direct our path. So, God, help us, Lord God, as us, our prayer warriors on this line as well or all over the world that continue to pray for people everywhere, God, that people that's going through so many problems and situations and different things, Lord God, we know that you're able, Lord God, to work it out. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being there for us, God. We thank you for knowing that we can look to the hills from which coming our help. And we know that all our help come from you on tonight, Lord God. So we're so glad that we know one day that when we hear the word, that we realize, God, that you was the one that was speaking to our heart and our mind, that we would be able to get our life right, and that we was wanting to change from the way of the life that we were living. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. And, God, as we have went this way, God, we want to be able to stand in a gap. We want to be able to help somebody else out there, that they can see that there is a better way out here. We don't have to go the same old way that we always went. We can be changed. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus for people, Lord God, that's struggling on tonight, Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, for people, Lord God, that driving cars when they're on highways, God, and so many different things are happening on the highway. I ask you, Lord God, to smite your angels around people, Lord God, and keep them as they go on the highway, even as they're in grocery stores or in this kind of store or the mall, wherever they might be, God, put an angel around them and protect them, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, God, that you would look on the body of Christ as a whole. God, just continue, Lord, to stir our spirit up. Give us an ear to hear and an eye to see. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to always remember, God, that you are right there. You will never leave us nor forsake us. But, God, help us to trust you. Help us to believe in what you say. Help us not to doubt you. Help us not to let doubt come in our mind whatsoever. Just always seek your face and call on your name, because you told us, God, in Romans 8 and 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So, God, help us to realize, God, that you are right there. You are right there for us. Whatever we need, there's a choice in the land today. You can do one thing or you can do another, but the best way to do is to do it through Jesus Christ. So, God, help us, Lord God, to realize that you are our help. You are our friend. You are a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. You are the one that's able to work out our problems and our situation, that the things that we go through sometimes, that what we be worried about, this and that. But the word of God said, cast those cares on you. You told us to cast all our cares on you, for you cares for us. So, God, help us to continue to pray for our people all over the land, even our children, Lord God, where the children are going through so many different things they are going through. I tell you, I'm seeing some stuff. I'm seeing some stuff that some things I can't even say about right now. But I'm just believing God that asking God to give me the strength and the power to be able to go through this situation that I'm going through right now with my family, with different ones, young people, Lord God. I pray for them in the name of Jesus that they are coming to me, you know, want me to pray for them. So, God, I'm asking y'all, saints of God, that y'all pray for me that I can be able to give these young people what they need, because they are coming to me left and right. And I said, Lord, help me to be able to give them the word, to be able to let them know that God is able. God is able to do the impossible. When it looks like it can't be done, God can do it. So the best thing for us to do is put our trust and rely on Jesus Christ, because the Bible said heaven and earth are going to pass away, but the word of God will stand. And let them know that we're not here on this earth to stay. This is not our home. We are passing through this land. So the time is now to get your life straight. It's time to get it right. If there's ever been a time to get it right, it's time to get it right now. Because there's going to be a time, you're going to be caught up out of here after a while. And if you ain't got it right, you may be left behind. So, Heavenly Father, I pray right now for people, Lord God. I pray for the young people. I pray for the older ones. I just pray for the whole world, because we need you, God. We need you like never before, and we need to know your word. We need to know exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We don't want to be out here just talking and talking. We don't want to be just saying the wrong thing to people. I said, God, help me that I can be able to stand and be what you want me to be, that I'll say what you want me to say, and I'll do what you want me to do in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole on tonight, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father God, for the school system. I pray, Lord, for the doctors. I pray for those nurses, Lord God, where there's so much different things are going on with nurses, Lord God. I pray for that situation that happened in the past and a few days ago, and I ask you, Lord God, to work that situation out in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Heavenly Father God, that you, Lord God, will keep our mind, Lord God, because it's a mind thing. It is a mind thing. That the different thing that's going on in the world today, it is a mind thing that's going on. And God, I ask you to renew us in our mind, keep us in our right state of mind, that we will continue to keep our focus on you, Lord, not looking to the left or to the right, but just calling on the name of Jesus, knowing that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous will in their faith. So, God, I pray, Lord God, for the world as a whole, God, for so many things are going on. And I know there's a lot of we have already prayed about, and I just touch and agree with each and every one of you tonight. And I just thank God because the Bible said with two or three touching and agree that he will be in the midst. So I pray tonight, Lord, that you will continue, Lord, to go with and stand by us, where the word of God said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemy, and the right hand will save me. So, God, I pray, Lord God, as we walk through our trouble, you will stretch your hand against the enemy. That enemy, he is a liar. We bind that devil up in the name of Jesus. The different thing that's going on in this world today, the devil is a liar. He got to let go because he has no authority. He don't have a body. He's using people's body. People don't realize that he's using their body because he don't have a body. So we pray in the name of Jesus and we bind up that old spirit that walks around here sneaking and trying to make people do different things that they shouldn't be doing in the name of Jesus. So we bind it up, and we cast down those imaginations right now in the name of Jesus. And the word of God said, for the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of these strongholds. So we need to pull these little strongholds down in the name of Jesus, because the word of God also tells us to trust in the Lord and lean out to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So, God, we thank you on tonight, Lord, and we pray for people all over the world, everywhere. Things that's going on, things that's happened, God, we put it all in your hands. We cast all our cares on you right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord God, to work these things out in our life, in all our life, that we will be able to keep our focus on you, Lord God, as we stand, that we stand firm, looking to the hills from which coming our help. And all our help come from you. The word of God also tell us in Galatians 6:9, and it said, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. We thank God for each and every one that have prayer tonight. We thank God for all that has been said. And we ask you, Lord God, to keep us, God, as we continue to stand in the gap for people that need help in this time, like this time now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory be unto God for the mighty, powerful prayers tonight, as my sisters already said. We're going to have Pastor Bird, Pastor Sims, and then we're going to take any requests that may be out there. Something.
Right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do come tonight. We continue to lift your name and your word on high, Father, that men and women, boys and girls, everywhere throughout this land and country, Father, would have an understanding that you are God, and beside you there is none other, and that your word is truth. There's no other truth in this world but the truth of the word of God. And, Father, we just want to be that reflector, that we reflect your love, Lord, off until other people will see it and glorify you who is in heaven. Father, we do come asking forgiveness for our sins and all those things that we do, some we know and some we don't know, all of our shortcomings,
things we continue to do that we know better, but it's such, it has become a habit, Lord. We ask you to forgive us and show us, Lord, a better way, because you know the way. You came into this earth, Lord, as a baby, and you stayed here 33 long years, Father. And you came upon all situations, all the situations that we come upon and some that have, Lord. But we want to give you honor, glory, and praise to your mighty and holy name, Father. There's none other like you, Father. And we thank you. We praise you. We give you honor. We just give you glory, Lord. You keep on doing good things for us. You keep answering our prayers. You keep forgiving us. You keep doing what your word said. You said you never leave us or forsake us. And, Father, we come, Lord, in so many beautiful, anointed prayers that have gone up, Father. But we come, I come asking you, Lord, to bless mankind all over the land and country, all over the world, the universe, Father. Help them to realize that they can't legislate against your commandments and do well. Father, we know that everybody does not recognize your word, but we know that everybody should, because the word is the way. It is how you are saved. It is how you'll be able to go to heaven if you believe, you confess your faults. And he said he's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins. And Father, we do pray for the abused people all over the land and country. Father, we ask that you pull some of these covers and let people see what's going on and let it make a difference, Lord, because when light comes into darkness, the darkness has to flee. So, Father, we ask you, Father, to continue to bless this group of people that have come together to shine the light, to help, to aid, to be in standing the gap for people. Some of them know you and some of them don't. And my sister said just before, Father, that the young people are coming, even though some of them say they don't believe, but they know where to come, and they come in to Christians asking for help. Lord, help us to be that light in darkness. Father, and some of them were proud. I yield. I can't hold out anymore. I'm coming to Jesus. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor and we give you glory, Lord. We do pray for Pastor BJ and her tenacity to hold up and shine the light that people will be able to see and to hear the word and to express themselves and to ask for help on this line, Lord. We thank you. We love you. We give you honor, glory, and praise, Father. Forever and ever, Father, we hold on to your name because you promise, and you are not a man that you should lie. The word of God is in us, Father, and that your spirit comes upon us when we receive you as Lord and Savior. And we thank you. We give you glory, Lord. And we ask these blessings in the strong, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory and praise, God, for all the prayers that went forth tonight and for the anointing and for the flow, glory to God, of your spirit through the vessels. And God, we ask you to put in my heart just now to pray, glory to God, and give thanks to you. And you said in your word, let not your heart be troubled. God, any heaviness from the things that we have been seeing or praying or intervening about, glory to God, and so much going on around us that we bind up anything that has tried to attach itself to these warriors, and myself and those that are praying around the globe, we curse and cancel that it will not be a distraction. It's not the slowing us down, that we continue to cast the cares and lift you up and praise you and magnify you. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. I thank you, glory to God, that we bind Satan up and all his little cords, that we will not be tripped up and snared by, glory to God, the troubles of this world. God, because we know, glory to God, everything that goes on, you know about it, because you're omnipotent, omnipresent. You know the hair on our head, what number it is and when it fell out and what's going on with us now.
So we just thank you, Lord God, for moving and proving and, God, healing and deliverance and encouragement. Thank you for touching our hearts and, God, giving us that determination, Lord, as we continue to seek your face, the force to continue to have the courage and no fear, but only fear we have was to reverence you and counsel every assignment of anything that tried to entangle our feet. We thank you so much for all that you do all the time. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, a special blessing fall upon these women of God. In the name of Jesus, our brother, too, is in his absence. But we thank you so much for all the power of the anointing and the prayers and the word that's coming forth and the word that came forth last night. In the name of Jesus, I love you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, for lifting over to God anything that's in the atmosphere that will try to attach itself, that is cursed and canceled right now. And we loose God's anointing of his peace and his joy, courage, determination, and obedience and submission to you, that we will still hold on to the promises of the Lord that add enrich and make it no sorrow. And thank you that we can decree and declare a thing, Lord, and have faith to believe that it's going to be manifest, because we have our confidence in you and your word. When it go out, it don't go out void. It will accomplish everything that you set it out to do, having the patience to be, and glory to God, to wait on you and to know, glory to God, that in you we live and move and have our being. And if God be for us, who can be against us? In the name of Jesus. So let not our hearts be troubled, but believe in you, because you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You make us up to lie down in green pastures. Thank you, and you know how to prepare a table in the presence of our enemy. Your rod and staff, they comfort us. So, God, we thank you. We bless you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. As we take authority over Satan, all the cohorts, bind him up and loose him from his assignment, send him back to the dry place from whence he came, and loose God's anointing for the joy and the peace of God to be manifested in our lives and more as we submit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. We thank God. Glory to God for your word. Any prayer requests now? We thank God for Sister Laura and Sister, oh my goodness, and her mom, Rachel. Praise God. We'll open the lines to everybody. Does anybody have any prayer requests? Glory to God, or anything that God has blessed. We know some prayers did go up already, but we want to make sure we keep those things in mind. And some of the ones that we already know that's pertinent of some people that have some really serious challenges coming up against their bodies that we need to pray. But in the meantime, if any requests tonight, we want to take those.
Okay. Pastor, I have some. We have a cousin who lives in New Jersey. She's down at the beach right now trying to sell one of the houses because her mother, who was in her 90s, passed in May, and she's having a very, very hard time grieving. And we would ask you to pray for her. She's 70-something years old and having to... Her and her mama were together all their life. She never married. Was together all their life, and it's just really hard on them. And I would ask also that you would pray, continue, please, to pray for my cousin Donnie with the fourth stage cancer. And while I lift up the name of Jesus and I thank him so much for all the good and perfect gift he's bestowed upon all of us, I would ask you to pray for my son and my grandson, who are looking for jobs. So that's three things, and I'll stop right there.
Can I get to pray for Dolores? She went in an operation Friday. I don't hear from her to see what's going on, but I know she went in to the hospital to have operation.
Praise God.
Okay.
She's a friend of mine that I know.
Okay, then.
Dolores Rawls.
All right. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Minister BJ, I have a friend. Her name is Marcia, and she's going to be going in for surgery tomorrow. So we are believing that God is just going to give her a wonderful faith and no complications and just a blessed surgery, and she'll just do great in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God.
You said it's Marcia, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Anyone else? I know the devil is busy, but I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but I'm just feeling a little soreness in my or the top of part of my chest, or it might be from anything respiratory, I don't know, but I'm just feeling it just now even a little bit more, so I put my name down just now too as well. There's a V there for prayer. I thank you for all the other prayers that I went for, but I know he's busy.
Could y'all keep our family up in prayer, everybody in my family. I'm praying. I'm interceding. I know Lori is too. But all of them up in prayer. The family is so divided. God is not pleased. God is not, he's not a part of that.
No.
I just, and it hurts because I know my father's not pleased. And all I know to do is pray. And keep Javon, his name is Javon. He got a beautiful voice. He got a beautiful voice. God gave him a beautiful voice to sing for him. But he's letting the enemy. He's trying to follow the enemy. He's trying to be, I don't know what they call him these days, trying to be something that he's not. But I call it back in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You cannot have them. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus. Mm. Y'all can come up in prayer. Call his name out. There's just so much to pray about.
Yes,
and keep me lifted up that I stay strong in the Lord and his power and in his might.
Amazing.
And every time they come to me, that I feed them the word of God.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Give me strength, Lord. Give me strength, Jesus.
We're going to
let Pastor pray.
He's
so heavy on your heart. I was getting ready to pray,
but
let her go ahead and pray for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We cry out to you in the name of Jesus. God, I know this is a request of my sister, God, as she's made known to you, Father God, about that family. God, I lift up that family to you right now in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to heal that family of anything that has gone on, any misunderstandings or any other thing, Father God, that have come about that they are holding, God, because anything divided against itself won't stand. So I'm praying for unity and oneness now, God, in that family in the name of Jesus. As I lift up the sister to you, I pray, Father God, that she will be that glue, God, that keeps everything going together. But I pray for her strength in this time, Father God, that she casts those cares and concerns upon you, God, because you care for her. I pray, Father God, that she will not get tired in her way of doing. I come against oppression, depression, any other thing, God, that will try to bring her down in this time that she's standing in the gap for her loved ones. So I'm praying for favor. And I'm praying for unity and oneness. Most of all, I'm praying, God, that they would come into the knowledge of who you are and be saved in the name of Jesus. And I pray for Javon, Father God. Every good and perfect gift comes from you, God. And you have gifted him. And the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So I say in the name of Jesus that he's covered with the blood of Jesus from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. I say, God, that that mind that be in Christ Jesus will be in him, God, in Jesus' name. I'm praying, Father God, that the teaching that he have received will come back now full force in Jesus' name, and he'll have to turn around from what he's doing. I'm praying, God, that he will come out of that crowd and be who you created him to be. So, God, I ask your protection on him now in Jesus' name. I pray a blood covering over him in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you now for that family. We thank you for hearing us, God. We know that if we call upon the name of Jesus, that you will hear us and you will answer our prayers. So, God, I bless that family in the name of Jesus, and no man can curse what you bless or bless what you curse. So we are thanking you for that now. It's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone else? If not, then we'll go ahead and assign these prayers for Pastor Sam's cousin, the one that's, okay, what's her name again? Her name is May? No, her mother died in May. What is her name?
Yvonne.
Okay, Yvonne. Okay, Mother Willette, I think you heard all of her cousin, Yvonne, and also Donnie, with the stage 4 cancer, and her grandson. And Mother Alexander, we ask you to pray for Mother Willette's friend, Marsha, that's having surgery tomorrow on Tuesday. And Mother McCormick, pray for Mother Alexander's friend, Dolores, that's in the hospital with an operation. Pastor Bird, if she's still there, she can pray for whatever this is going on in my chest. I think it's got to do with this respiratory, though. The little pain that I'm having in the front of my chest. And then Rachel just got prayed for already. So in that order.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you again for being the true and living God. We thank you that you are concerned about what we're concerned about. So, Father God, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you in advance, Lord God, that you taught us that we, man, ought to always pray, and that's what we're doing, and we're interceding for one another. We thank you, Lord God, there's nothing too hard for you. We thank you, Lord God, that you can handle any and every situation. You love us. You care for us. So Pastor Sims has asked for a prayer for Yvonne, her cousin, Lord God, who's trying to sell a home, and she's, Lord God, has lost her mom, Lord God, and she's my mom has been there with her as her comfort and her companion. But we ask you now, Lord God, to be Yvonne's comfort. We ask you to do a wonderful thing by releasing your presence in her life. And she may be astonished at how she feels, but God, just do that for her, comfort her, because she's been with her mom for so long. But now, Lord God, she has no choice but to lean and depend on you. So I pray for her comfort, Lord God. I pray that you release your loving arms around her and let her know how much you are right there with her through everything she's going through. We pray, Lord God, that it won't be a horrible situation in selling a home. We pray, God, that you're working out everything that she needs so that she'll know that she can depend on you. And Father God, just bless this family. We pray for Donnie, Lord God, and we thank you that cancer, whether it's stage 1, 2, 3, 4, Lord God, it doesn't matter what stage it's at. Jesus has already bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. That's our sicknesses and our disease. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're already healed. So we thank you for divine healing. We pray, God, hallelujah, that it is your divine will that Donnie will be delivered. And let the doctors be astonished and the devil confounded in the name of Jesus, because he did not get victory. Fight every cancer cell on behalf of Donnie in the name of Jesus, and release your healing virtue power in his body in Jesus' name. We lift up, Lord God, the son and the grandson, Lord God, that's looking for a job. We pray, oh, Lord God, that it's not hard. We know there's a lot of places that have jobs. We pray that as they complete the application, and I pray that Pastor Sims has already told them, just believe that you're going to get the job. And, God, let them complete the application and let them be humble, Lord God, and receive the position that Lord God, that would be good for them to start out. They've got to start somewhere. So we pray that you will bless them with the jobs, Lord God, and let them, Lord God, not be so high-minded that they don't want to take whatever job that's out there. And we pray that you will bless them with good jobs in Jesus' name. We lift up Pastor Sims, Lord God. Bless her for being the woman of God that she is. Continue to let her be light, Lord God, and salt in this earth, and continue to point people to Christ. We bless her and her entire family, and thank you for, Lord God, working the situations out and every prayer request that she's lifted. In the mighty and holy name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring your daughter Marcia before you, Lord God. We know that your word said by your stripe we are here. So we know, Father God, that she's going in the hospital for that surgery, and we know that you're going to take her in and bring her out 100%, Lord God. Father, your word said, Lord God, by your stripe we are healed, and there's nothing that you cannot do, Father God. So we ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen Marcia while she's there and just think only on you, Lord God, because this surgery is going in, coming out, right, because you is in the midst of it, and our mind is in you, Lord God, and we standing in the gap for her, that she goes in there, no fear, come back out 100% new. These things we ask for, God, because your word tell us, Lord God, believe in your word, have faith and stand, because your promises is real. And so, God, we come together, touching in agreement, that Marcia is going in and have the surgery and come right back out 100%. In the name of Jesus, we ask this of you, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Father God.
Thank you.
Amen.
And Father God, I come before you this afternoon, ask you to look down on Dolores, Lord God, Mother Edith down a friend. We pray for her as she go into surgery. Lord, we know you know her heart and her mind. You know what she stands in the need of on today or tomorrow, whenever she have it, whenever the time she have it. God, we ask you to give her strength right now, Lord. Encourage her and let her know, God, that you are right there. You'll never leave her nor forsake her. Let her know that word say you sent your word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Let her know, Heavenly Father God, that you're able, Lord God, to keep her, Lord God, as she's under the anesthesia, as she's being put to sleep to have the surgery. Let her know, God, that you are still there. You're not going nowhere, because you said in your word you'll never leave her nor forsake her. So, God, we're just going to trust you, because the word of God tells us whatsoever thing we ask when we pray, believe, and we will receive it. So we just pray for Dolores right now, God, and we decree this thing right now that she's going to be okay when she come out of this surgery. She's going to feel better than she ever felt before, because we know it's going to be by your anointed power that she go through and she come out well and be in total complete heal in Jesus' name. And, God, we pray for Mother Asdan that you will encourage her and let her know that always what she say, God, she always tell that word. You got to know Jesus. You have to know him for yourself. So, God, we know that she's believing in that as she continue to pray and touch with the Lord to be able to come out of this situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, and thank you.
Amen, amen. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I lift up Pastor BJ to you right now, Father God. But she represents the body of Christ. She is redeemed from the curse of the law. For Jesus bared her sickness and carried her diseases in his own body. By your stripes, she is healed. I forbid any sickness or diseases to operate in her body now in Jesus' name. I command every organ, every tissue, every bone, and every drop of blood to operate in the perfection in which God created it to function in the name of Jesus. I say that her body will fight off and reject every bacteria, every virus now in Jesus' name, every harmful element and the evil one that comes against her right now in Jesus' name. I say that she will not tolerate any symptoms of illness, health in her body in Jesus' name, God, because according to 1 John 5:18, we know that whatsoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that the wicked one touches them not in Jesus' name. So nothing would touch her, God, in the precious name of Jesus. So I speak to that shoulder, that chest, whatever pain is going on, and I say it will cease now in Jesus' name. She is healed. So we thank you, God, and we bless you. Thanking you for our sister, God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God for all the prayers and what God has blessed and did thus tonight, because truly he has moved in a miraculous way through the prayers. Our next speaker will be Gloria, none other than Mother Alexander on the first, which is going to be this Sunday coming up. And then we have producer Bradshaw, First Lady Bradshaw, and then after that we're going to have Brother Black. And then after Brother Black, then we have Pastor Bird. And then from Pastor Bird, we have Mother McCormick, which will be on that first Sunday in December. And then second Sunday, oh my gosh, I had it written out, forgot what, oh, second Sunday will be Pastor Sam's. So we had October 30th, Mother Willette, we just had that word just last night, November 6th, Mother Alexander, November 13th, Prophet Bradshaw, November 20th, Minister Black, and November 27th, right after Thanksgiving, Prophetess Bird, December 4th, Mother McCormick, December 11th, Pastor Sims, and December 18th, Elder Lauren Noel. And then I'll probably be joining her with that one. Christmas, not unless the Lord say something otherwise, that fourth Sunday, I don't see that he didn't put nothing in my spirit about us having a meeting that day. We haven't been exempted for it in different times because of what date it's on, but I didn't even look it up to see what date it was. But nevertheless, we still have prayer on Monday nights when you all are available. The Lord say the same. We thank God for all of you, believing God for a mighty move of God. Thank God for the power of the anointing even last night. So at this time, as the Lord say the same, if there is nothing else, I'm not letting the prophet have a word or something, we're going to get ready to say good night and pray God's blessings upon you all throughout the week and keep our speakers lifted up, as well as we pray for those that are going through and they're challenging their bodies, and keep our families and loved ones and those that are believers to stand on the word as we stand in the gap and keep casting these cares back every day. There's a lot out here is going on, but our God is still on the throne, and he's still doing great and mighty acts, and he's still expecting us to praise him and hold on to our joy and peace with those weapons that he then gave us and with our armor on. So bless the Lord. Amen. I love you. God bless. Amen.
Thank you, ma'am. I got this word from the Lord.
Okay, go ahead.
And God wants us to know that in this season to be mindful of the devices of Satan. God said that there is nothing new under the sun, so whatever have been done before will be done again. But God wants us to know that it's even to a high degree because of the knowledge that has increased in the earth. He wants parents and grandparents to be aware of the internet, because that get into the children's ears and eyes. He want them to be aware of TikTok and Instagram and all of that stuff that happened. God wants the parents to know that a lot of things are coming through that internet that's influencing the minds of the young people today. They're trying new things, and all of that stuff is coming on the internet. So God just wants us to know what is going on and to be aware like never before. And God gave me Isaiah 61:1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has set me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that abide. This is to the church. And he said to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. So we're in this time where we need to be aware of what's going on, especially with this youth, because the devil trying to take them out. So as parents and grandparents, be aware of what your kids are letting into their ears and to their eyes in the name of Jesus. And that's just what God spoke to me. And I'm just passing it on.
Praise the Lord. We done prayed so many times about it. So it's just to really get really on the wall like never before. Even though he's been saying it and saying it, it's now the more the result we are seeing from it. So thank the Lord for the prophet speaking and what we need to do and how we need to pray more. Praise God for the word. And to stay encouraged, like I said, in order for us to help anybody, we got to keep ourselves prayed up so we can be strengthened and don't get defeated, so we can be able to have that and be nurtured to be able to stand under God's word, to be able to pass it on, and to fight the good fight of faith with the whole armor on. So we thank the Lord for that word again. Amen. And so that he told us he'll not have the season of Satan devices. So if he's making us aware, we got to be hearers and doers. He'll give him his glory and praise with faith.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for you.
Amen.
And the prophet, and thank God, glory to God, for all that he's done tonight and more to do. Amen. And angels being counted about you all and covered under the blood and protected and shielded. And thanking God, glory for the blood covering. We love you. Going to praise God and thank him for all his great and mighty acts in the midst of all that's going on. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We seal it in praise and glory and honor to you, Jesus.
Thank
you.
Amen.
Our faith is not about our feelings. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Glory to God.